It's a long time since I came to this place for the first time. That was with the Beatles band. We had a great time at Shea Stadium that night. Couldn't really hear a thing. All we could hear was girls screaming.
Yeah. base, the other was electric.
Yeah, tribute at the end to Jimmy.
You know, like, I was very proud to have met Jimmy and hung with him a little bit in the 60s. He was such a nice guy. And we used to release on a Friday, so we released Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on a Friday night. And he was doing a show on the Sunday, and he learned it up, and he opened it with Sergeant Pepper's. Crashed his guitar in for about 10 minutes, you know. Totally threw it completely out of tune. And then at the end of the number, we all applauded. Is there anybody in the audience? And I'm looking around for a clap. And he's like, hey, Eric Knapp, he said, will you come up and tune this for me? I was cringing down in the seat.
Yeah.
Next song for Linda. She's a New York girl, she loves New York. So this is for her tonight. But this is also for all the lovers in the audience. You know who you are, this is for you tonight.
When I go away, I know my heart can stay with my
Back in the 60s.
Yeah, you remember that.
There was a lot going on, particularly here in America. A lot of trouble, really, in the South, particularly with civil rights. And we heard all about this, of course, in the UK. And so I was imagining the plight, actually, of a young black girl at that time. And I kind of wrote a song that in my mind symbolized that. So this is that song. Waiting for this moment to rise.
Catches me out. Tonight, you feel good? Yeah.
here on Saturday night. A Saturday night I just got paid. Full of ammo money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time.
Thank you.
Happens, you know, you're trying to remember the words and the chords and put it all together, you know, you'll be in for quite a few people, and you see the science come up, okay, and your mind says, don't look at them, that's just great words, chords, and stuff, don't look at those signs, like you're stray, and you're not going to read them all. Marry me, Paul. No. From the conflagration, no explanation, yeah, I mean. much. How are you doing up at the top there? I say, you know, I have really great memories of first time I came this way and the first time we ever played at Shea Stadium, the original stadium. And, yeah, I mean, what happened was, you see, those days you didn't really have big PAs like you got now. You could hear everything, you know, it's loud. But then, I mean, you just went with what they gave you. And we played through the baseball PA, which was like, you know, I think it's like there's all these girls screaming. I did it again, I know. I just like that sound. Thank you. played a little bit, but he was like supremo, you know. Anyway, I went over to his house one day, and I said, you know, I've been messing around on the ukulele, and I played him this song, Don't Do For Me Now. I'm not sure he was very impressed, but I thought it was okay. Something in the way she moved attracted my door. Something in the way she wounds me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in love. Frank Sinatra was to say that was his favourite Lennon McCartney song.
Yeah. Oh, Thank you. time with the girls.
Thanks, man. Nice play, son. Do you want to rock a bit more? Thank you. Fantastic, it's been covered by, I think it's like about 3,000 people who covered that song. Yeah. And it just came to me in a dream. Fantastic. And one day, you know, because you don't listen to all the versions, obviously, but I said to one of my mates, I said, look, can you get together like the top 10 versions of that, just so I can listen to them all, you know? And so he got me on. And it was fantastic. It was like Frank Sinatra, Elvis, Marvin Gaye, Ray Charles. It was like, but the funny thing was, some of them changed the words just a little bit. And it was, I remember Elvis and Marvin in the middle where I go, I said something wrong. They said, I must have said it's something wrong. Like, you know, don't think I did, but almost did. I love it, you know.
Thank you.
stadium, not the audience. Thank you for welcoming us to City Field tonight. Oh yeah, brilliant.
Fantastic.
And I'm saying, you know, I've got very fond memories of the first time, and now I've got fond memories of them tonight. For the first time, I couldn't really hear. Okay, listen, there does come a time when we have got to go home. First of all, starting with the guy who did the sound tonight, that's Pablo. And now all the big team was on the screens and the lighting. That's Wally Becker, Marcy, and Troy, and that's Wally. Too many people to mention, really. We've got a big crew here. I'd like to give a big cheer for the best crew in the world. Forgetting these guys from New York here, this fantastic band of mine. Quick, hey, Boston, Brian. We love playing for you. We really do. Great crowd. Most of all, we want to thank you.
We're sorry, but it's time to go.
Pussy!